The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Yes, there we go.
Woo-hoo! Welcome to Nightly Pop. Nina is off tonight, so Aaron is hanging out with us.
Woo! Hey, hey.
And plus one.
And plus one. We have four hosts.
Yep, it's B-Row and E-Row up in
B-Row.
There.
B-Row. Do you have the name?
B-Row like Baby Rose.
Oh, I know. I got it. Hunter's here too, by the way. Did I mention that? We're excited about Hunter. Yeah. Hunter's
and
here.
Do you guys want to know some big news?
Huh?
I'm pretty sure I'm also going to be a dad.
Really?
Just sooner than later.
I'm not being careful. There's going to be one slip up that you're going to have to talk about on the show. That'll be good, though. All right, The Rock's new movie. God, everyone has a new movie. Red Notice just released its trailer, and no one defies gravity like he does. We noticed a pattern, though, in almost all of his films, you guys. The Rock, guess what? He loves to fall. First of all, I thought this was all the same movie at first.
Are you? It took you seeing him having hair to realize?
I was like, this clip is so long. He falls this many times in one movie. And then it caught on. Poor me. Okay.
Oh, I mean, he's laying the rock bottom on these bitches. I tweeted him once, and then I saw him later at a junket for an interview. And he was like, "Hey, what's up? Did you bring me my gift like I said I would?" in the tweet. And I was like, I thought your publicist replied. Did he say that, Aaron?
Yes. Tell us more about that interaction.
Yeah, literally. I was like, "I'm interviewing The Rock." He's like, "Cool, bring me a gift." In the tweet, he said that. I literally thought that was a publicist. And then I see him later. He's like, "Where's my gift?" I'm like, "How do you even recognize me?"
Wow. If that baby jumps out and tries to grab onto a ledge, we're going to know that it's The Rock's baby.
Anyway, we're going to get started, but leave that in, because the moon is coming for us, and guess who's going to save us, you guys? Halle Berry. She's our only hope. Ooh. At least that's the plot to her new thriller, Moonfall.
Okay.
If we had to save humanity, what stars are we trusting to go on that mission, guys? This is a tough question.
Well, obviously Halle, first and foremost.
Of course.
Really? Pretty small person to stop the moon from crashing into the Earth. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look at that, like, ferocious.
Anyway, Tom Cruise all the way.
Tom Cruise?
Are you kidding? Tom Cruise is vicious. He gets so into the mood.
The moon would be scared.
That that's who you want in your corner when there's like some sort of Armageddon stuff happening.
Well, actually, I think if the world is actually ending, he's like well prepared and equipped, and probably has like a basement stash with all his weapons, and he's like got one of those steel doors.
There's like Amazon packages for years down there. Just everything he needs is stashed. Okay, so let's see who could audition better for this role. Guys. I'm excited. I've been waiting for this all day. All right, so you guys have to say the line, "Sweet Jesus, the moon is coming for us." So, "Sweet Jesus, the moon is coming for us."
And like, you didn't get the part?
I didn't. Can you believe it?
That's unbelievable.
Sweet Jesus.
Hunter, I go first?
Hunter, I want you to method this.
Okay, method this. "Sweet Jesus, the moon is coming for us."
Not with Borat's voice.
What?
Was that
was my nervous voice.
What country were you all of a sudden from?
Yeah, that was Borat.
No, that was American.
That was
definitely somebody played by Sacha Baron Cohen.
No, here you go. "Sweet Jesus." Sweet Jesus, the moon is coming for us.
Oh my God. Aaron, Jesus. let's get a good Aaron, sweet Aaron. Sweet Jesus.
Sweet Jesus. The moon is coming for us.
Oh my God. Let's talk about boat culture. Jamie Foxx is taking it all in. He just bragged about all of his yacht's amenities.
"Ghost ride the whip. Ghost ride.
Y'all up on me. I'm trying to tell you right now, I got a boat that don't even need a captain.
A person.
I drive the ship of my mind. Drive boat."
All right, self-driving yacht. I'm into
that's
it.
That's right up your alley.
That is right up my alley. I'm all into that. I mean, I feel like I spoke to somebody the other day about a self-driving car, and like they told me they have one, obviously, and they will text the entire time that they are on the freeway.
It actually is the greatest thing.
Do you have a self-driving car?
Yes, and I am down with the self-driving boats, because if the boat is as up to date as a self-driving car, then you can it'll detect all the other boats and humans and whatever, like. If you got a 40-minute commute like I do, we are on cruise control, babe.
You have a Tesla?
It's a car that drives itself.
Everyone has more money. Everyone gets paid more than we do on this show.
The Rundown is doing all of that?
Yep.
That's amazing.
And at this point, it's like a Prius, a Tesla. Everyone has a Tesla.
No, I don't have a Tesla.
Morgan, just get
out of here. Morgan has a jet.
No, Morgan has a jetpack. Morgan has a helicopter that takes her to work.
I'm constantly isolated on this show, and I feel that's an HR issue.
Morgan's like, I'm constantly isolated on this island that I recently bought.
Okay, home gym. All right, moving on. Love and Hip Hop star Hazel E has a naughty side hustle, guys, and she's promoting her new dirty venture on Instagram.
"All right, ladies, so I found this amazing website where you can sell, like, you know, used intimate items such as, you know, these underwear. And it's for, like, fans who maybe, you know, want your, like, natural scent or after you work out. And it's a discreet way for you to make money. So after you see this video, go on to naughtyconnection.com and check the Hazel E page to buy pieces exclusively from me. And ladies, it's free to sign up. So get into it and make that extra money."
All right. What do you think about selling your, if you were a big, big star, like we all are, would you sell your undies on a site that were slightly worn?
I don't even like my husband washing my underwear. So no. I'm not giving a stranger my used underwear.
It is. Sorry. There is such a, and you know there's some sickos out there that are buying this up. And it just makes me cringe. I can't lie.
You guys think this is gross. You should try calling their customer service. The worst customer service you've ever dealt with in your life. 3 weeks. $6,000 trying to fill out my underwear castle that I'm building.
Your underwear castle.
I'm doing
castle.
The east wall right happening? Now. Yeah. And they have not gotten back to me once.
That's ridiculous.
What if someone offered you, legitimately, Morgan, $100,000?
Oh, no, don't even finish.
$1 million for one pair of your used underwear post-workout.
Oh.
Everyone's ears perked up at $100,000, Morgan.
Yeah, okay?
You know, we're all sending dirty underwear.
Yeah, we're all doing it for
$100,000.
Yeah, we would do that.
Yeah, $100,000, fine.
$100,000 pre-tax, you know?
Oh my God. All right, we have to take a break, thank God. But coming up, a reality star's bikini wax from hell. She's finding out that beauty is pain next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
To deal with unwanted visitors in our homes. It's the worst, let me tell you. On this Sunday's 90 Day Fiancé, the other way, Binyam has a hard time coping with Ari's ex coming to stay with them. Yeah.
To be honest with you, like me and him, we talk, like, especially when me and you were fighting a lot this past year, I call him and I was crying and stuff. And I know he was upset thinking, like, maybe this guy is not good for you. So maybe he wants to check you out and see, you know, that I'm happy and everything.
I know you talk to him a lot, and then when you talk to him for a long time, like, you know, I'm so jealous about that, like, situation, because he's so happy, you know, just, I feel like you love him so much.
I do love him, but not in the way that you think.
What do you say?
I love him. He's, like, my best friend.
Do you believe you could be best friends with your ex?
Not if you've moved on and you have a full-on fiance or, like, another partner that you're serious about. She's crazy.
No, that's without... We knew that before, even watching the clip. But my point is, like, if you're in a relationship and you had an ex 10 years ago and you've just really turned into best friends...
I don't get that, though.
Like, that's because impossible.
Legitimately, the only reason I'm single is because I haven't found someone to be, like, my best friend who I genuinely love. Like, I want to hang out with them every day, wake up next to them, all that. I haven't found that. If I found that, they're not going to become my ex, I don't think. This is the thing. The physical thing always goes away at some point to a degree.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, so you have to just account for that. If I found my best friend, I would not let them become my ex.
Like, you have other friends. There are other people to be your best friend that you can confide in and do fun stuff with. You don't need an ex.
I agree. I used to be like, well, he's my friend now. If I had a fling, it wasn't even a serious relationship, but we had a fling for a little bit, a few months or years or whatever it was, 2 years. And I was like, but we're totally friends now. It's totally platonic. And then I had partners be like, some partners were like, okay, they had to deal with it. And then now I'm kind of at a point where it's just immature to have to do that. You don't need somebody that you've been intimate with in your life when you have a new relationship. That's child's
100%.
Play. 100%. All right, but we do have an exclusive clip from TLC's My Big Fat Fabulous Life, which airs this Tuesday. Whitney had a photo shoot coming up and needed to catch up on a whole year of beauty maintenance.
When was the last time you got waxed?
2015. I haven't been waxed since 2015 and I haven't shaved all pandemic. This poor waxing lady. Now I'm gonna be honest with you, I have not shaved my legs in 1 year.
I can see that.
Oh boy.
So are you ready?
I'm ready. This is a big job. Oh, well, there we go. How gross is it? Gosh. Like a Yeti, isn't it? These wax strips are killing me. Like, where did it come from?
It looks like my wax strips.
I feel like she could probably sell that wax strip online and, like, get...
We know the website. Yeah, for
sure. We know
sure.
the site. You
what is that, them. Like, Yeti Freaks for what? Like, what?
No, the website from earlier that we talked about.
Oh, right. I was thinking about the guy from Star Wars. What's his name?
Chewbacca?
Yeah, him.
That one.
Yeah, okay, good. Glad everyone's so well-versed in him. Okay, we're moving on. This next woman just made a PowerPoint presentation to tell her parents some pretty important job news.
Are you guys ready for this?
Yes.
Okay.
I love secrets.
Now, what this secret does mean. I'm talented, I'm cool, I'm powerful, okay? Mm-hmm. What this secret does not mean. I'm pregnant or in danger. Bow, 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 bow. I'm a stripper, as in I pull it. And I love it. Now, there are some frequently asked questions in the next slide.
I have no questions.
I really appreciate you being forthright and sharing your life with us.
You're welcome. One of the funnest jobs I've ever had. So I just wanted to share that with you because you deserve to know.
And you know. Dad's clapping.
I love this.
I actually loved it too, but the fact that her parents did not even flinch, Dad's legs stayed on the coffee table. He didn't even have one of these.
And the PowerPoint, good on her. That's very impressive. And she loves it. She feels empowered by being a stripper, which I would imagine if you're good at being a stripper, that's empowering. There's no way I could be a stripper. I would fall off that thing in 2 seconds. It's a great workout. A lot of people do this as a workout.
I think a lot more people should try stripping.
I think that's going to be my postpartum bounce back type of thing. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to get on that pole and be a stripper. And you're never going to see me again.
Yes, trust me. Oh, careful. You might get a call. All right. And actor Michael Rappaport is having a bad day. He was trying to tape his podcast again, okay? But his noisy neighbors kept interrupting. He handled it with grace and ease like any New Yorker would.
I am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. I am so excited about fantasy. You mother. You. You mother. Won't stop. I'm podcasting. I'm doing a podcast. You mother running around like Mary Lou Retton. You heel striking mother.
The only thing worse than having a loud upstairs neighbor would be having Michael Rappaport as your downstairs neighbor.
Yeah, very true. I feel like you had this, though. You
had,
like,
had the worst neighbor. In the world. I will never, ever live in an apartment again with people above me. Like, I will live...
Oh, okay.
I will live in a shack. I will live in a shack. I don't care. I will not live in an apartment with people above me. It was so unbearable towards the end.
But now you're out of there, and you got an at-home gym, and you're doing well. You're gardening. Things are happening for you.
Things are going thriving. Really well for me.
Mm-hmm. Plant-based, all of it.
Wow, we are so happy for you.
We are.
Thank you. You guys should come check out the place sometime if you ever want to make that drive.
We will. Soon. We have to take another break, but coming up, a dating coach that recommends getting a girl alone in the woods. And that's not the end of his bad advice. Boy Bye is next.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Weekend, we can smell it, so what better time to get some love advice, except you might want to ignore most of it, but that's okay. Time for Boy Bye! All right, Coach Corey Wayne has some advice to avoid the friend zone. He says avoid group dates and try to get women alone.
God. A woman who has romantic interest will go out on a date with just you and her. A woman who has low to no romantic interest is going to try to get you to agree to dates with group dates with friends and other people there, or hey, can I bring my girlfriend? And so with these other people, or their kids for that matter, they use the kids or the friends or the family or the girlfriends, in essence, as blockers. In order for sex and intimacy to happen, you've got to be alone together. When you have other people around you, or you don't have a place to go, or maybe you're younger and you live with your parents, or you're going to have to get together and do a dinner date when nobody's around. Go on a picnic by the lake, someplace out in the woods where nobody's around. Obviously have your gun with you like I always do.
Okay, there's another important part of this clip that we did not play, but he's like, your job as the dude is to have fun and hook up. How are you supposed to do that with other people?
I'm just more curious about when Coach Corey decided this was going to be his job. Like, when did he think, this is what I'm going to do for a living, and I'm good at this, and people are going to listen to me?
I was a little concerned when he was like, get her alone in the woods. I was like, that's not really comfortable, I don't think. But then he said he's going to bring his gun. I was like, okay, so he settled it. Yeah. It's fine. Everyone's safe. That's good. I like how he's like, hey, this is why women bring their friends. Yeah. Because guys bring you woods with a gun.
Yeah.
Bring your girlfriends and your children. Apparently, he's going on dates where they just bring 6 or 7 children with them.
Yeah, by the way, Coach Corey, you need to he has free ebooks. Did you see that?
Yeah. understandingrelationships.com.
Yeah.
Which I feel like it was actually probably.
Oh, how to be a 3% man.
Wow.
Wait, is that a positive title for you, Corey? I can't believe we just watched that clip. But anyway, I guess that's why it's called Boy Bye. All right, the next relationship coach uses Hunter's main dating tool. Ooh, Alex teaches people how to pick up women through Instagram DMs.
I follow her, she follows me back, and I slide in them DMs. My opener is exactly the same. Hey, I like your style. She responds with, how do you know me? Just curiosity. Happy Friday. So this is a common message you will get. You know, chicks are like, basically like, do I know you? Like, why are you messaging me? So you basically want to point out the fact that you don't know her and that you find her attractive. And I find a good way of saying that is, you popped up in my feed, I couldn't resist saying hi with a winky face, right? Makes it seem more spontaneous and random rather than, you know, I've been following 50 girls today, looking for ones to follow me back and have nice booties.
What did you guys have to Google to find that guy?
That guy, by the way, why does he have to read his phone so close? It was very close to his face. This is a big boy bye, but I mean, I feel like obviously everybody, if you're single, you're using Instagram, you're sliding into the DMs, and it's a good tool, but not the, I like your style. Like, what the, I guess that would work on me, actually. I would be like, oh my God, really? What dress do you, and then I'd be like, I would fall for that.
Instagram works. It's not my main tool, though. Having a TV show.
Oh my God. Okay, I'm gonna save you.
You are that guy in the woods. You're a freak.
He's definitely a freak. I don't know about the woods. He couldn't carry a gun, too heavy. All right, our next guy advice has gotten a lot of people mad on Twitter. Jesus. He believes feminism ruined women for alpha men.
Why is it that even beautiful women, bad bitches, are single today? It's simple, feminism. Feminism taught you women that you a queen, you God's gift to this earth, you the prize. No, the f- you ain't. No, you ain't. You ain't a queen. You ain't never gonna be my queen because you ain't my mother. You don't love me unconditionally. You love me under conditions. Bro, I'm not submissive. Then you go be with the nice guy and you end up cheating on him or leaving him because he's weak. He don't make you feel nothing. He don't blow the back.
Unbelievable.
What can you even say to that?
That's a lot. But listen, he really believes in what he's saying, so there's that part.
How did you react to this movie?
I was appalled by that. Sickness.
If Jordan said all that.
I do think women do struggle with wanting a really nice guy, but then it's always like, well, he's good on paper, but like, I don't like love him. You know, I think women do kind of have they struggle with that line for sure. They definitely want a little bit of that guy who's a total douche, but then you also want somebody nice.
I mean, why can't they just be nice and blow your back out? Like,
yeah, well, there's that part. Erin,
that's all you really need.
I do, Erin, I appreciate you because I know there's some stuff happening. You're on the Hunter level on some. And I like it. I do appreciate it.
He's also just trying
to
appeal.
He's a douche.
He's trying to appeal to very submissive, like, old school way of thinking women. I think, I personally like taller, more dominant women anyway, you know? So I'm kind of on the other end. I like it. Yeah. I'll be on my knees.
You'll be sweet. You're a submissive little man, huh?
Oh, please just call me a dirty little boy.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no, not baby talk.
Yeah. We're all right. We're done with the love advice tonight, you guys. Have a great weekend, though, and be sure to check us out all next week for all new episodes. Bye.
Bye-bye.